Thirst is our necessary need for a cup. If you are not thirsty, the content of a cup will not be necessary. Open your ears and your heart, my dear family of God. Thirst is the crucial and necessary need for a cup. The only way you can identify the need of a man that is thirsty, you have no physical way to know. The person will say, can I have a cup of water? True or false? You have no, I can't tell you you are thirsty. I can't. There's no outside means to gauge that. It's a product of our internal system. Your body, your system, your composition calls for it. It's the most important and the physical evidence for a thirst is a cup. So if you see me with a cup, you expect I'm drinking it. Why? Because I need it. Say, I need it. Yeah. Writers, I don't want us to forget this. The pervasive and common need for a cup is a test. We have cups at home. I never go to get the cup except give God the hand clap. Test calls for cup. You can document that. Test calls for cup. This whole house can be full of cups. You will not stretch to lay hold on it if there is no test. Psalm 63 verse 1 and 2. We see the cry of the psalmist there. O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee, my soul thirst. So is search or sought for God is a product of his thirst for God. When people wake up and they have no need to read their Bible, it's because there is no what? Thirst. Because the word of God is the water of the Spirit. When there is no hunger or thirst to pray, you will not call for it. It says, my soul longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. Thirst is not a reflex. It's not like the blinking of your eye. You do that by reflex. If anything flies across it now, you blink immediately. In fact, you blink, you won't know you blinked. Because it is by impulse. You don't need to think for it to do it. Our sudden response to something that flies across, all those are what? Reflexes, but not so with tests. Test is a need. Document that. Test is a need. And that's why I thank God for my sister's opening testimony or prayer this morning. Hallelujah! When she was talking about empty vessels, when the woman went to the king, to the prophet, she said, "If you really want oil, you need to be thirsty. You have to need it. You have to have pots that are empty. But when you have no place to." There's no emptiness. There's no vacuum. There's no place for water. You won't call for it. And when she said it, my understanding opened big time. To be empty. Test is to be empty but needy. To be empty but what? Needy. You must need what you are empty of. Let's go into the theological understanding of test. You see, our body system must maintain a measure of fluid balance. Okay, there's a, the body calls for, there must be balance with the body fluid concentration. Okay, I want to go into why do you get thirsty? All right. Now, the cells within our body, God constructed or initiated a process called osmosis. Say osmosis. Osmosis is a process whereby water or fluid move from area of lower concentration to area of higher concentration through a permeable membrane or something that can filter through the lymphatic and pituitary, essentially to create a system of fluid balance. Osmosis will stop when the concentration outside the cell is equal to the concentration inside the cell. Are you here? Now, there are some things, they call them osmolytes. Say osmolytes. Osmolytes are substances that increases the concentration in an area. For example, salt is an osmolyte. If the concentration of salt, because of conversion or because of usage in your cell, is higher than what the cell require, thereby the concentration of fluid in the cell is higher than the concentration of the fluid outside the cell, osmosis sets in, and then your body will reach a balance where there is not too much salt inside your system, inside the cell. Then that process will terminate. Now, when there is no fluid outside the cell that the cell can draw from, you begin to feel dryness on your throat. The body is saying, boy, we need water. Praise the Lord. Are you here or you left? Give God a big hand clap. And then your throat will transmit it, if it becomes very critical, to your tongue. Say, I need water. I need water. Why? Because there is fluid imbalance within your system. Okay? And the moment you take that water, you begin to sense relief. That brings me to our next point. Tests is occasioned by need for a relief. Test is occasioned by a need for a relief. The first thing we said about test is that it's occasioned by fluid imbalance in your system. It's to correct cellular fluid concentration requirement due to activity of osmolytes in the system. And is motivated by need for relief. So if you are truly thirsty, you will look for water. And you say, I need a cup of water. John 7:36. Jesus cried. John 7:37. In the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried. He didn't say, everybody come to me. If any man thirst. Did you see that? If any man, I have a cup in my hand. If any man, we thank God for the cup extended to us. But lighthouse is only for those who are thirsty. He said, if any man thirst, as we celebrate this cup of great glory in extended to us, let us embrace the cup because of our need for it. There are cups in this place now, but I can't see anybody holding one because we don't have. By the time I finish now, my sister will come to me and say, Pastor, coffee, tea. Because Lighthouse, when I finish talking 1,700, I test. And if I don't see her in time, I go get it myself. And I said, by the time she comes, I say, I already had one. Why? I need relief. We are going somewhere, okay? Lighthouse. A very profound article or item for spiritual need, spiritual growth, spiritual blessings is test for it. God has no water to waste. Shaga. I thank God for the testimony of a very fundamental requirement for spiritual blessing, spiritual growth, spiritual gifts. Lighthouse is what? Test. If you don't test for it, that can't happen. Not because God is wicked. Imagine me forcing you to drink water. Bible says you can force a horse to the water, talking about the cup, let's put it that way. But you cannot force the horse to do what? To drink. Why? Except he finds need for it. Thank God for the story of our daddy. One thing I want to introduce you to in your Christian walk is test for power. Test for what? Power. Yeah. You must be testy. You must locate need for it. Lighthouse, this Christianity is not taco. It's not what? Yeah. It's not talk that keeps a marriage. It's power to withstand the enemy. Look at this testimony. Said, a very bad wind capsized it. It's no joke. Lighthouse, you must be thirsty for power. Huh? Don't grow so long in Christianity that you have to go to those who have it. But, you know, hopefully the pastors have it. Now you say, pastor, pray for me. Before you get to pastor, what if you are dead? I'm not saying we don't need to call for backup. Am I talking to you? Of course there is need. You know what I mean? Police is strong enough, but they call for what? For reinforcement, for backup. But as a Christian, you must be thirsty for power. Are you here? Please, look at that testimony. Psalm 63. See what the man was thirsty for. Psalm 63. Verse 2. What is he looking for? To see, I'm thirsty to see you. To see your power in action. Don't let people just make us so dependent on them. We can't generate power by ourselves. It's a weakness. Every time you have issue, you are shaking, you are calling. And Pastor Fola came here the other day. She said something very profound. She said, whatever will happen to me that will need to call for Gio, may I not see it? When she first said it, I thought, what does she mean? But that's what she has no power to engage. She has no what? Yeah. But look at my sister's story. I've told you here, and don't forget, you see, in spiritual realm, if you don't locate the item and speak to it, if you are just talking general, because you have not located that item. She said, as she said, devil, has the hand been paining her all along? Yeah, the hand has been paining her all along. But the moment she began to speak to that devil, hallelujah, oh! Now, you have to be intentional. You can't be talking general. Oh God, deliver me from them that rise up against me. This guy will say, he has not mentioned my name. Because when Jesus will cast out those devils, he said, what is your name? Praise God. And she said, devil, you are a liar. This hand, she became intentional. She wasn't talking about my body. She was talking about this hand. Let's give her the hand clap. I thank God for the testimony of our daddy. That you see, what power you see working in him, he tested for it. How many people heard, remember the story when power came on him and there was earthquake in the camp? Yeah, praise God. He told God one day, he said, God, exactly. He said, after he has fasted and prayed, you know, there is general power. Praise, you know, there is a general electric. Praise God. I tell you, there is a general what? Electric. You know, that general electric will carry the bulb. But there is a kind of equipment will stay here, we put here. When you put it on, all the power will, because of the demand of power necessary to run that agent. You think it's joke? Like, Redeem is in 190 countries, over 190 countries. That's not joke, you. Okay, let every church go and have it. Say, my soul test for thee to see thy power. Lighthouse. There are many things you can test for. Don't let what your enemy does consume you so much that all your test is, don't let them wake up tomorrow morning. You are wasting your time. If all your focus is God, everybody kill before I wake up tomorrow, what will you do being alone? But let be in charge. Be in what? Yeah, have enough power. And let your power, you know how many people wanted to kill Gio and are now worshipping God with Gio? I heard one of them, he was sent to kill him, and he ended up giving a testimony how he failed in reaching him. Give God a hand clap. My dear family, as a Christian, streamline your test. Do what? Yeah, don't be testing for what will not survive. Matthew 28, verse 18. I just took power as one thing that is in the cup also. See what Jesus Christ said. He said, Jesus said and spake unto them, saying, what? That's in the cup of our salvation. Oh, power. Luke 10:19. Can I tell you a secret? Those who truly exercise power don't argue. What will you be arguing for? Imagine you know, if you truly have power, you use it. Praise God. Stand up on your feet. If you truly have power, will you do what? Yes. Don't waste your energy talking. Use it. Do what? Don't use your energy crying. Use it. Look at what Jesus cried here. Behold, I do what? I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power. Say, how many? All the power. It doesn't matter how it came. Lighthouse, please test. Call for cup. But if you are not testing, you are crying. Because that crying does not validate your need. Your need is to reach out for the cup. You are just inviting people to come and pity with you. It doesn't work like that. I'm thirsty. Will you call for water? I need a cup of water. And if they are not getting it, you go and get it yourself. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. I bring you a word from the Lord today. Whatever you require is in the cup. Psalm 145, verse 15 and 16. He said, The eyes of all wait on thee. Thou givest them their meat in due season. Describing tests. When that woman went to meet the man of God, her eyes was on salvation. Please don't let... You see, she was not that desperate until they came to take her children. Because her husband didn't just die. So there's a gap between when her husband died and when they... Okay. But when they came to take her children, her test heightened and said, don't let this happen. Look at verse 16. You open your hands. Did you see that? And you do what? When you have enough water, what do you say? I'm satisfied. Let's lift up our hands to Jesus this morning. Don't call for water now. Call for test. Because if they give you water without test, it will be waste. You see how many bottles of water are here? I didn't touch it because I don't need it. But call for test. The disciple said, my soul thirsts for thee. And if you don't have, if you have any test for anything, somebody was in a church and they said, ask God for one thing. Before they finish, he's crying, money, because he was so thirsty for money. Oh, bread of heaven coming down from glory. Many things you are on as a holy king and a wonderful savior. Many things this cup is for you and I. Bread of heaven. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' precious name, let it be exactly what you want us to have. Please. Thank you, Jesus.